Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. One. Radio 1. Good afternoon, it's Monday and it's us on the way home and Chops is back. Hi.
Hi.
You right?
Yeah, very good, how are you?
Have a good week off?
Yeah, very nice, thank you.
Good.
I didn't do anything at all.
Hey, guess what?
What?
For the first time in my life, I have got an exclusive to give you right now.
Proper exclusive?
Oh yeah, no one else has got this. That never happens, does it?
What, it's never been heard, played?
Not anywhere.
Before?
No.
Okay.
This is new news.
World exclusive.
It's a world exclusive. And you know me, I don't ever get an exclusive. I always get the second play or third play of anything.
Normally fourth.
I can tell you that Joe Wiley has given birth to a daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, congratulations to Joe and the family. Joe said the whole family is very much smitten with the baby.
Did she?
Yeah.
What, as she pushed it out?
Yeah.
We're smitten!
So it's a daughter.
Yeah.
Now let's play our game. Showbiz name or normal name? What are you saying?
I'm going to say showbiz name.
Why is that?
Mm. Just because I think it will be.
Remember, she's already got a daughter, India, and two sons, Jude and Cass.
And Cass.
What are you saying, Becky?
Showbiz all the way.
Showbiz all the way?
Mm-hmm.
I obviously know, but I would have also agreed with you and said showbiz.
Well, you know, because you've got the statement there.
Yeah, but I would have said that anyway if I didn't know. All right? So, what are you looking like that for?
I'm not looking like anything.
£8.12.
Enough.
That's massive.
Ow.
You don't say that about a little girl.
That's, that's a big one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a tidy weight.
That's got to hurt a little bit. Yeah.
Must have hurt. Poor Joe.
She's used to it now.
She is. Okay.
Well, no, what I meant is she's had. No, what I meant was she's had three others. Oh, look. You know what I meant.
Can I say what it's called?
I meant that in a nice way.
Coco Lux Wiley Morton. Showbiz. That's a nice name.
Very
nice.
It's
really nice. Coco Lux. So congratulations to Joe and the family.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Joe Wiley is listening at the moment, by the way.
Yeah, and what I meant was...
Congratulations, Joe. I love you.
...was, as you have more children, I think they come out quicker.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I think they come out quicker.
So now she's on her fourth one, it'll be a lot less painful and quicker.
Therefore, I'm sure Coco came out quicker, therefore less painful is what I meant.
Okay, cool.
It's good to have you back. You tried to twist it round. You did try to turn it round.
Didn't need any twisting, did it? Right, while you've been away, you've missed quite a lot, actually. We've been on Pick of the Week on Radio 4.
Wow. I don't know what that is,
They showcase all the best BBC radio over the week.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do to get on that?
I was talking about my holiday, which is an all-inclusive holiday with my dad, to Crete. Have you ever been on one?
An all-inclusive holiday with your dad?
Would you rather I put the glasses back on?
No, it's fine. No, I haven't.
They're really good.
Oh, sorry, yes, I have been on an all-inclusive holiday
really
once.
Good.
Yeah.
You get a little band and it's...
Take the glasses off. I can't talk to you the glasses off. Right.
You get a little band and everything's free. It's brilliant.
Yeah, well, kind of local alcohol.
Sorry, I snotted then.
Local alcohol's free, isn't it? Not
local, that's right. You know.
Yeah, I've been on one, yeah.
Right, so here's how they trailed the Pick of the Week thing, okay?
Okay.
This is on Radio 4 yesterday.
Outsiders in all their shapes and forms are our theme this week. How Winston Churchill endured some wilderness years long before his time in Parliament. A Radio 1 DJ gives up nightclubs and lap dancing bars to find that three's a crowd when he goes on holiday with his parents.
That's me they're talking about.
When was the last time you went to a lap dancing bar?
A long time ago.
So they're teased with Winston Churchill and you.
Outsiders in all their shapes and forms are our theme this week. How Winston Churchill endured some wilderness years long before his time in Parliament. A Radio 1 DJ gives up nightclubs and lap dancing bars to find that three's a crowd when he goes on holiday with his parents.
I have been to one once.
What, a lap dancing? Have you?
Yeah.
When?
A couple of years ago.
Why?
I just went with some friends.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Have you not?
No.
Really?
Yeah, but I can honestly say that. I've never been to a lap dancing bar.
Yeah.
I've been to loads, and my housemates worked at them when I was at university. I
didn't go much on it, really.
You what?
I didn't go much on it.
No, I can understand that.
Mm. Anyway, so here's how they introduce our clip on the show Pick of the Week on Radio 4.
Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills had a similarly uncomfortable time abroad recently when he went on a Mediterranean holiday. Radio 1, DJ, so the clubs of Ibiza, perhaps, or the bars of Ayia Napa.
You would think that.
You would, wouldn't you?
In fact, 4-year-old Scott chose to go on holiday with his parents, even sharing a room with them. However, coming to realise that three's a crowd, Scott told teammate Becky Huxtable on his show last week how he wasn't alone in being alone.
He made me beep his age. They actually revealed your real age, didn't they?
They didn't.
Must be the first time that 38 has ever been made. They didn't put your age in there, did they?
No. Why do they do that? Why do they do that?
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so then they played a bit about me making a holiday friend, which was apparently the best bit of the radio on the BBC last week.
He met another man who'd been going on holiday with his parents called Michael from Germany, and they used to go to the discotheque together and listen to the Venger Boys.
We went twice to the discotheque.
And then he hid from him on the third day because he'd had enough.
Yeah.
In the bushes, in a black shirt, so we couldn't see him.
There we are.
Now you're up to date.
Now you're up to date. And here's...
You hid in the bushes on holiday waiting for a man called Michael?
No, I hid in the bushes to try and... Because he became a bit annoying. He was very demanding. And I'm,
was he?
I'm not,
you don't want that,
I'm not very good at saying no, am I? So it's just like... So it's like, would you like to go to the town? Go to some discotheques? No. Would you like to go to the discotheque here? Okay, then. It's one of those discos, you know, like family resorts. So the kids doing handstands and all sorts. Yeah. Anyway, on the end of Pick of the Week, this is how it goes at the end of the item.
Scott Mills ending up on a singles holiday.
No, what? No, that's misleading.
Why is that misleading? It wasn't a singles, was it? Because you made a friend with Michael.
Yeah, but not like that. Oh, anyway.
No.
Scott Mills ending up on a singles holiday.
Were you, I know it's a bit of an... were you a bit like Rodney in that episode of Only Fools
exactly,
and Horses?
Exactly, the Groovy Gang. It was the Kinder Club, actually. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's showing everyone her bunions.
I didn't really need to see that. It's like I'd gone back 20 years when my gran used to show me her bunions.
It's not a bunion, it's a bad blister.
It looks like a bunion to me.
It's not as bad as when I had all that peely skin on my back. Everyone was picking it off.
Right, can you pop that, please? Because it's horrible.
No, because it's going to really hurt.
Pop it.
It's from my new trainers that you laughed at. I've bought these new trainers on
Right,
Friday.
Seriously, we've got someone bringing them down now.
Becky's just sent somebody to go and bring her trainers down.
I want you to... right?
Yeah.
You see the trainers, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just let me know what you think.
Okay, all right, then when they eventually arrive.
Yeah, they'll be here in a minute.
Why didn't you get ones that fitted you?
Well, they do fit, but obviously I walked to work this morning, my new health kick, and then...
Did you?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I found a great thing on the weekend for weight loss.
What?
Wear a strapless bra. It acts like a gastric band. You can't eat a thing. mine was so tight. I went to this wedding. It was brilliant. I had, like, no canapes, nothing.
No thanks.
Why
I'm wearing this
strapless
bra. Okay, right. Here come the... Right.
You so
wait, wait, wait.
You
hold that thought. Hold that thought. Here are the trainers.
My. How old are you? 10?
I think they're nice.
Do they have little wheels on the bottom?
Ah, yeah, they do look like them.
They look like
the
wheelies.
They're the ones that kids have.
They're grey.
I want some of them.
And pink.
Am I too old?
I like them.
They're bright pink.
They're Barbie
trainers. Do you wheel round supermarkets in them?
What did I do when I saw them?
He cried and collapsed on the floor.
What do you think? Be honest. I just laughed.
They are a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take a picture of them and put them on the website.
Why does a strapless bra work as a gastric band?
Because it's so tight that you can't actually eat anything.
Oh, right, okay.
That's good.
Scott's going to go, I told Scott this morning, I need one of them. You can't wear a bra.
Cheaper than Firm Britain's one, though, isn't it? Oh, you're saying about your friend with the date as well. Tell us about that.
My friend is a bit concerned. She's going on this internet dating.
Yes.
And she asked for a picture of the guy and he's emailed her, but he's got a scuba diving mask on. So all you can see is like a bit of cheek on his face.
Yeah.
And his ears.
But she
and
quite
now
likes
she's
him.
In a dilemma as to whether she should ask for another one.
She quite likes him, though.
Yeah, she's been chatting to him on email and stuff, but she asked for his picture and then it's a bit shallow to go, actually, I can't see your face, can I have another one, please?
Why is it? I would.
Surely it'd be deep if he was in a scuba diving mask.
But why would you send someone a picture? If they said, can I have a picture of you, why would you send...
I'd steer well clear.
I would. Would you meet, I mean...
Sounds like a specialist to
me. Can you see any of his face?
Well, no, just like I said, just a couple of bits. Because he's got a mask gone down to his nose and he's got that thing coming out of his mouth, the breathing thing.
Oh, so what, he has a snorkel with
him? Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, now.
Hey. That's what I'm going to do.
So all you can see is his head and then his...
Next time I do internet dating, I'm going to wear a snorkel. Good morning.
Is she a fan of diving?
I don't know. But she's now worried as to whether she should meet him or not.
No.
Right, I want to know if anyone has done this.
Gone dating with a snorkel?
No, if you've done it, right, and you've put a picture of yourself on an internet dating site, and all you can see is, like, a little bit of your face, like, for instance, the man that's wearing the scuba outfit, does that actually work? Does that get you a date? You wouldn't go on a date with someone you've never seen, would you?
No. Is he planning on, when they meet, is he going to be sat in the bar with the mask and snorkel on?
So
that she can recognise
him. The one with the snorkel on. A lot of people are saying that this bloke with the scuba uniform on is testing her, trying to find out she's just after looks.
Really?
Yeah, I still think I'd steer well clear of that. See, the thing is, Stuart from Colchester's been on, and he met somebody, sent a picture with showed just a bit of her face, and she looked like a cow's backside when she turned up.
So what did he do?
Doesn't say. But also, John, who's a trucker on the A14, put a picture of Animal from the Muppets up online, and he got loads of dates.
Did
he? So that's what
you
do. Would
they be then disappointed, though?
What, that he doesn't look like Animal?
Yeah.
Right, OK, should we do it? Yes. Let's do it.
Oh. Were you waiting for a response from us there?
Could you not reach the button?
It's my neck.
Ow. Oh. What's occurring?
I'm really in pain. It's a long way over to that button.
It's like you had a whole conversation with yourself there. Yeah. Shall we do it?
Yes.
Let's do it.
It's Oh, What's Occurring? That's our guessing game quiz. Three situations. You tell me what happened next.
Ah, do you need a brace?
Mm?
Do you need a neck brace?
What, off of Bo Selector?
Exactly the same.
Do you?
Yeah. I think I do.
We'll get you on for the rest of the week.
Really kills.
I've got quite a thick scarf upstairs. That might do
the
help,
same. Is it?
No, a proper net brace.
Yeah. Do they work?
Yeah.
Right, it's Oh, What's Occurring. Chappers is back, so it's Becky v Chappers. Mm. Here's your first situation today. Play along at home on 81199.
Oh, What's Occurring?
You know Gordon Ramsay's cook-along?
Yeah.
It was on Friday night.
And it was on Saturday night, wasn't it?
Oh.
And on Sunday night, I think.
Oh.
Seems to have been on a lot.
Mm.
Anyhow.
He went very fast.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you do it in the end? You were going to do it with your housemate, weren't you?
No, he did it somewhere else, in someone else's flat. One of his mates. Apparently, though, his salmon en croûte looked like a doorstop.
Mm. Who's, Gordon's or your flatmates?
No, flatmates.
Okay.
Didn't come out well at all. Big chunky wedge of like salmon and pastry. Mm. Now, do you remember, Gordon Ramsay used to say yes quite a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, he used to come on and he's like, are you ready? Yes? Let's do it, yes?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think he's moved on now with his turn of phrase. He now, as was demonstrated on Friday night on the cook-along, he likes to clap a lot.
That
Does
was
he? A very good clap.
That was an awful clap.
His neck.
Right.
He likes to clap a lot.
Okay.
But here's my question to you. How many times did Gordon Ramsay clap in the first 15 minutes of his live cook-along on Friday night? Chappers.
In the first how long?
15 minutes.
15. I'm going to say 15. Clap a minute.
15, okay. Becky.
10.
You're saying 10 times.
Mm.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Gordon Ramsay clapping a lot on the cook-along.
It's Friday night, it's 9 o'clock, and we're live. I hope you're ready.
It is so easy. Ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We've got to get on with the main course.
What's that?
Right. OK, Britain. Right. First, the herb butter for the salmon en croûte. Are you ready? That's the butter done. Get your salmon out.
It's not.
What I'm going to do now is sandwich them together. Now, time to roll the pastry. Thickness of a pound coin. Let's go.
Bang!
Unbelievable! Unbelievable. What do you think of my facelift?
Okay,
right,
beautiful.
Salmon.
Yes.
Okay. It's not going into the Christmas tree, it's going into the oven. Okay, good luck with the salmon, yes? Stay with us!
Yes.
Now, when it comes out of the oven, we know where to slice.
It's
now,
beautiful.
Your hole's fixed.
It's
here we go. I'll see you after the break. Let's go!
That was 15 minutes.
And how many was it?
29.
That's ridiculous.
That's his new thing, though. Well done, Chopper.
Thank you.
Back with a bang.
What's the kidding?
Next one. You know Max and OB off of Hollyoaks?
Right.
Max is dead.
Yeah.
OB left to be with Summer, his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And Summer got the part of Maria in The Sound of Music. They were here earlier. Had a bit of a chat with them. Which you can hear exclusively on our podcast tomorrow on the Scott Mills Daily.
Once you put it up.
If you like Max and OB, yeah, it's because I put my neck out. I haven't had a chance to really put it on there yet, but it'll be on tomorrow. And that's because Matt, who plays Max, or played Max, is up for an award for Best Dramatic Performance at the National TV Awards on Wednesday, which I'm doing some hosting on that. Not the main thing, that's Trevor McDonald. I'm just doing the ITV2 thing with Sarah Cox.
Are you?
Yeah.
In a neck brace?
In a brace. Anyway, you know what blokes are like with sausages?
No, I don't. What are blokes like with sausages?
Well, what would you say, Becky?
Yeah, always exaggerating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they just sometimes don't know how long 6 inches is.
Right.
Always thinking sausages are bigger than they are. Now, take inspiration from Beat the Star and their amazing sausage slicing game, hosted by Vernon Kay on TV. We gave Max and OB two spicy sausages and got them to cut where they thought 6 inches was on their sausage one at a time. I was the adjudicator. I was measuring.
Why were you the adjudicator?
I was measuring the.
Why do you know what 6 inches is on a sausage?
No, because I've got a Hilary Duff ruler.
Oh, right, okay. Right?
So I measured their sausages.
Every boy should have one.
Yeah. Here's my question to you.
I don't want to.
This has got to be the most random intro into an What's Occurring ever.
Who, out of Max and...
Why have you got a Hilary Duff ruler, by the way?
Just jealous.
Do you just use it for sausage measuring?
Yeah, generally. Who, out of Max and OB, off Hollyoaks, was nearest to 6 inches on their sausage?
Well...
Becky...
Max.
You think Max, played by Matt, what do you think?
Well, I'll go OB then. Because,
OB,
you know, I have no experience in this
okay.
field.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Max and OB off Hollyoaks measuring some sausages. They're sausages. Okay, OB, 3, 2, 1, go.
Right, okay, I am using the plastic knife to sort of edge my way along the sausage, and I'm gonna go for the chop here.
Max, go.
Right, I'm peeling the sheath back on my sausage because it's got one.
It stinks. Yours smells worse than mine.
Chop mine there. So Scott's measuring my sausage as we speak.
That's right. Darren's is exactly 4 inches.
Yeah, as soon as I chopped it, I knew that.
So it's very close.
Yeah. I thought Matt's was much bigger than mine.
Nah. 4.5, Matt wins. Matt wins, so Becky wins. There we are.
Yes.
Right.
I
now have a sausage in front of me and
okay.
a knife.
Will you try?
What, 6 inches?
Yeah, go on.
I would say it's about there.
Right, okay, go on then, cut
Scott
away.
Scott will come round with his Hilary Duff ruler.
What? Oh.
Chappers
cut
with
a
knife.
Flipping spicy sausage. You're rubbish. You can't do it.
It's gone solid. It's been out too long and it's rock hard. It is.
Measure it, please.
It is.
Oh, hang on, I've got to turn Hillary round. How long is it? Oh, it's the closest.
See, that's 5.5.
Yeah, so you know what 6 inches is.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Yes, I do, Scott. Anyhow.
Here's your last one.
God, my fingers stink.
You know Adele?
Yeah, she likes still on sausages.
No. She likes a laugh, doesn't she?
She likes a laugh.
She's got a whole album of them, in fact, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Where she just laughs popular TV themes, like Match of the Day. Now, she was on Nick Grimshaw's new show at the weekends on Saturday. Grimmy's on Saturday and Sunday, 7 till 10 a.m., sounding really good. And each week, he was getting pro celebrity phone answerers on. Adele was the first one. So when you call up Radio 1, you're like, "Oh, Radio 1, Adele speaking!" But here's my question to you. Adele was on from about 10 past 9 to 9:45 a.m. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We've added up all of the times Adele did her trademark laugh. But how many seconds did she laugh for when they were all added up? In seconds, chappers.
28.
Becky.
15.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Adele, laughing on Grimmy's show quite a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
You too.
You've got a big head. Yours is huge. Yeah. What about
Adele? Oh.
Twenty-one seconds, which means that Becky wins on Oh, What's Occurring Today, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. It does.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.